We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Losing again last night, again allowing double-digit runs from The Athletic to talk about the woes of the O's. He is Dan Connolly. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. And look, we talked about what you wrote about today, as a matter of fact, yesterday. And hey, it's a rebuild. And, you know, hey, they're rock bottom now, some people were saying. And I said, well, they might get worse than they already are. I mean, you think what they're doing now is rock bottom. There might be worse to come this season.
Well, yesterday was as bad as it gets, and we thought we were at rock bottom.
Dan Connolly, your column today pretty much says the same thing. You think it's dark now. It'll get uber dark moving forward, perhaps, before the rebuild.
Yeah, this is baseball's eclipse, guys. I mean, this is, you know, we're not seeing any sunny days right now. And, I mean, there will be some glimpses, but they could get worse. I mean, you know, they lost 115 games last year. They got rid of half of their good players, if you will. They're starting from scratch. This is what a rebuild looks like. And no one should be surprised. No one should even be that frustrated, except maybe the way they're losing. But overall, these guys are either exceptionally inexperienced or exceptionally undermanned. I mean, whichever way you want to look at it. And when they go against a Yankees team that is clearly better, you know, and they make obvious mistakes and they give up a ton of home runs, it's going to be ugly, and it's been ugly. And I mean, this is not a surprise. Everyone who said, blow it up, want to blow it up, watch the young kids play, this is what you get.
Now, Dan, listening to our buddy Hyder after the game, mm-hmm. he sounded the most frustrated that I've heard him.
Yeah, it's definitely building for him. I mean, you can tell just listening to him the last few days.
Yeah.
You know, he has talked about, over and over and over again, about fundamentals. He's talked about, you know, making pitches, executing, you know, opportunities and the time. In the last 2 days, he basically has said that he's seeing things here that he hasn't seen in the majors in a long time. And, you know, and he was in the majors for a long time, the Chicago Cubs. Before that, he was also, you know, throughout the Marlins organization. So this is something he hasn't seen in a long time. And he again basically said yesterday, you know, this has got to be better. They can't, you know, you can't keep doing this. And I think that it's going to be a situation where they're going to have to try other guys. But at the same time, where do you get those guys? Where are they? They're really not in the system, or they're probably pretty far below to be bringing them up now. And you don't just throw guys up there because they're different. You want guys who can succeed, and you have to look at the big picture. And so, you know, someone asked me today about Joey Rickard. And the question is, do you want to evaluate guys in the minors right now that you feel like are ready to be evaluated in the majors? If the answer is yes, then Joey Rickard could be on thin ice. If the answer is no, then you keep Joey Rickard up there, because what's the point of not? You know what Joey Rickard is, and he's probably a fourth or fifth outfielder, you know, maybe a quad A to major league player. But you're not ruining Joey Rickard by having him up there. So if you don't think that Anthony Santander or, you know, DJ Stewart are ready to play in the outfield right now to be evaluated, then, you know, you keep it going and you have what you have. And I think that's what the frustration level is, because there's not a lot of guys knocking on the door at this exact moment.
Dan Connolly, The Athletic, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get back to the inexperience with this team. And, you know, I get Richie Martin maybe inexperienced in Rio Ruiz, but a lot of these, Stevie Wilkerson, but a lot of these guys, Dan, as you know, have had some taste of Major League Baseball. And, you know, Joey Rickard, Exhibit A there, and, you know, Dwight Smith's had Major League experience. At what point do we stop making excuses for inexperience, or what the reasons for fundamental flaws being inexperienced, and start looking at harsh realities of, you know, maybe it's not that good? And that's why some of these guys have been on waiver wires and have been claimed off of the scrap heap and whatever cliche or the term we want to use here.
I think that's now, Bob. I mean, I think that, you know, we can say inexperience, but, you know, I have a little bit of a problem with the whole inexperience thing, simply because some of the things they're doing are things that we've been taught since we were 8 years old, or 6 years old or whatever you play the game. And I understand it's a lot faster in the majors. I understand it's so much more difficult in the majors. But those basics should be the same. You should know where you're throwing the ball when you get the ball, period. And I think that's what the frustration level is for Brandon Hyde and his guys. They can say it all they want. They can teach fundamentals all they want. The guy's got to execute. And if those guys can't execute, then you got to get different guys. And I think that's where you are right now, that these aren't 21- and 22-year-old guys making these mistakes. These are 26- and 27- and 28-year-old guys. And even if they haven't spent a lot of time playing every day in the majors, they should have that stuff down when they get here. You can excuse it a little bit, but you can't keep going with it, especially if you have things you think you want to evaluate from the minors. And I think that's where you are right now. The Orioles have to figure out, you know, what they are, who they are, and whether they need to bring some guys up, or if bringing those guys up and having them languish, you know, in the majors for a while would be detrimental for the big picture. And I think that's probably what they're thinking right now.
Dan, what do you think their impression is of the guys in the minor league? You know, kind of like, all right, you see the guys in the major league, all right, Mancini may be the only guy that we want to keep around, or he's the best trade chip. Now, down on the farm, we've got a chance to see them for 50 games or whatever thus far, and it looks like this is going to be a longer rebuild. What do you think Elias and Hyde are thinking?
You know, I think they're still just kind of trying to figure things out. I mean, you know, DJ Stewart to me seems like a guy you probably bring up now and see what he can do. But, you know, Ryan Mountcastle is still trying to learn a position in the major, I mean, in the minors, in first base now. And they've been moving him back and forth to different positions. He went from shortstop to third base to first base now. He may end up as a DH. You got to see what he can do, you know, defensively in the minors. Give him time. Chan Cisco, still, you got to work on his defense in the minors. These guys, I don't believe they feel are really ready to bring up. And I'm not sure if they thought they were when they came in, or it's really been a clean slate. My guess is it's been a clean slate, that Hyde, Elias, they want to see what all these guys can do in a, you know, a long period of time. You know this, Vinny. When you come into a new organization, you try to evaluate everything, and yep, it takes months to do so. You know, I remember when Andy McPhail did, and that was his thing. Andy McPhail made no changes when he came in. He came in the middle of the year, and he just sat and watched for 3 months and barely spoke to the media, barely did anything at all except evaluate and watch. And then he started making his moves after that. I think that's probably where we are right now with Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde, is they're really just kind of evaluating what they have in front of them. And Brandon Hyde said 2 days ago that, you know, he didn't know what these guys were. Now he's getting a better feel of what they are. So I think that's what it is. I mean, look at Dwight Smith Jr., you know, who's hit the ball, and he's played a pretty good, you know, he's been pretty good overall. Defensively, he's had some problems recently. And, you know, this guy is 26 years old, and he wasn't in the Orioles organization except for like 2 weeks before spring training, you know, broke. So they really don't know what they have in this guy, and they're finding out on a daily basis. And obviously some of it will tell you why maybe, you know, a team like the Blue Jays didn't keep him around. So they have to learn this stuff. They're going to find some diamonds in the rough, guys, but they're also going to find some guys that they realize why other teams gave up on them.
Yeah, a lot of cubic zirconias running around out there at some time, too. All right, before we let you roll, Dan Connolly, you're a Baltimore guy. You follow this team for a long time. You bleed the orange deep down inside, just like I do and other people. But the pitching, I mean, we've seen bad pitching. I mean, the last 2 years, I mean, prior to this, it was pretty rough to watch. But 100 home runs in 48 games? I mean, who saw this one coming?
Yeah, I mean, and here's the scary part, guys. It hasn't really gotten hot in Camden Yards yet.
Right.
You know, and they're going to Colorado next.
I know. I mean, it's, you know, this 100 home run thing is scary, but it's not as scary as you think that this is going to happen in June, July, and August. Well, we really see it being a launching pad. So, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the way guys are hitting. A lot of it has to do maybe even with the baseballs. You know, Alex Cobb made a point of that earlier. But, I mean, a lot of it has to do with just poor pitching and poor selection, poor execution. And, you know, these are the worst thing about a rebuild, at least the ones that I've watched, is the pitching. Because you can kind of make up for it offensively here and there. Guys can still hit. I mean, obviously there are guys who can still hit 250, 260, whatever. But the pitching is the big thing, because that is the difference maker in Major League Baseball. And when you have inexperience and not very good pitching, boy, you see it. And that's what we're seeing right now.
Dan, tell everybody what's happening at The Athletic.
Yeah, got a lot of stuff going on. We're getting ready to prep for the draft as well. Going to have a couple of those stories coming up. And we just kind of did an analysis on just how bad this team is. I'm actually going to look a little bit into free agency, I guess, tomorrow. And I'm not free agency, trade stuff. And talk to Andrew Cashner a little bit about that. So that should be coming up tomorrow on The Athletic.
All right, bud. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Connolly, The Athletic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.